Armstrong and Getty Show.
The latest call to ban TikTok coming from one of the five commissioners at the FCC. Brandon Carr says the Chinese-owned parent company can't be trusted with the huge amounts of data it collects on users. Commissioner Carr is saying in an interview that he doesn't believe there's any path forward for anything other than a ban, and has asked Google and Apple to remove TikTok from their app stores.
Remember, Donald Trump got a lot of crap for wanting to kick TikTok out of the country back when he was president, on the suggestion of our cybersecurity people. Then I got hung up in legal stuff, and public opinion, at least in the mainstream media, was against him. Evil, crazy Donald Trump. Now the FCC chairman under Joe Biden is saying he doesn't see a path forward without TikTok being banned. TikTok, by the way, if you're like me, you've heard of it, but you don't do it. If you're into it, you already know this, but TikTok, as of since late last year, has been the most visited domain on planet Earth, bigger than Google or Facebook or Apple or Microsoft, or come up with any big name you think there is out there. TikTok is bigger than that by quite a bit.
Roughly a third of America is on TikTok daily, and the average American viewer, watches TikTok 80 minutes a day. With youngsters, it's more.
Why shouldn't you be on TikTok? Well, let's listen to this cybersecurity expert.
The kind of data that TikTok collects is theoretically, it's very sensitive. It could be anything from an email address to something as significant as a digital print of your face called a face print.
A face? What do you say?
A digital print of your face. A face print.
Okay.
It's a clever name for a print of your face.
He goes on.
The crux of where people like Commissioner Carr start to get worried is, will there be a firewall in the future that would keep that access from extending to the Chinese government? And he and others are suspicious, but there is no smoking gun suggesting that that is what they have done or will do, and the CEO of TikTok says they will not do it.
How are you a cybersecurity expert? Everything I've read and heard from other people who are what you claim to be is, to operate in China, the Communist Party gets access to whatever the hell they want access to. So the idea that there's no smoking gun, that the Communist Party is using any of this data TikTok is gathering, sounds crazy to me.
Well, it's just naive. They haven't done it yet, or you haven't seen them do it.
Yeah.
So no, there's no smoking gun, but I mean, Al Capone is in your home having threatened to kill your family. Well, I don't see a gun, honey. I think we're okay.
Is there any reason why somebody in America can't just build something that's exactly like TikTok and we all decide, hey, let's quit giving all our info to the communist horde that wants to ruin the world and do exactly the same over here on BikBok?
My friend, it's all about the rhythms of Al Gore, or as some people call it, an algorithm. It's crazy. Do you got a second for this? This is mind-blowing.
I don't know. I got a lot of TikToks to catch up on.
So
it's
the average
cat week.
The average American watches TikTok for 80 minutes a day. See, that's
what,
a very...
What? No, wait. Hold on. Already.
What?
Say that again.
I already did say it twice.
You missed it the first time. That can't be true.
Yes. Yes. Two-thirds of American teens use the app, and 1 in 6 say they watch it, quote, almost constantly.
The average American watches 80 minutes a day?
Yes.
I've never watched a single minute, so somebody's doing a lot of minutes to make up for me.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, almost constantly in the case of young people. Like I told you, my daughter threw it off of her phone because she realized it was sucking all her time away. Now, listen to this. This is how it works. And TikTok's hugeness around the globe, Jack established, it's monumental. More than just a hit, TikTok has blown up the model of what a social network can be. Silicon Valley taught the world a style of online connectivity built on hand-chosen interests and friendships. TikTok doesn't care about those. Instead, it unravels for viewers an endless line of videos selected by its algorithm, then learns a viewer's tastes with every second you watch, you pause, or you scroll. You don't tell TikTok what you want to see. It tells you, and the internet can't get enough. Then they go into the ubiquity of the thing, the billions and billions of views.
How does everybody have so much more time than I have? I don't feel like I could squeeze that into my day.
Even as the app is transformed into a public square for news and conversation, TikTok's opaque system of promotion and suppression fuel worries that China's aggressive model of internet control could warp what appears there. Many users are already self-censoring, adopting a second language of code words in hopes of dodging the app's censors and preserving their chances at online fame, because everybody wants to be an influencer. They talk about high school teachers who are just so used to catching glimpse of it in class, hearing it in the hallways constantly. Okay, so TikTok starts studying its users from the moment they first open the app. Jack, you're talking about you want to know what's going on, so you want to grab the app and do it. It shows them a single full-screen, infinitely looping video, then gauges how they react. A second of viewing or hesitation indicates interest. A swipe suggests a desire for something else. With every data point, TikTok's algorithm narrows from a shapeless mass of content to a refined, irresistible feed. It is the ultimate video channel, and this is its one program. The For You algorithm, as TikTok calls it, gradually builds profiles of users' tastes, not from what they choose, but how they behave. While Facebook and other social networks rely on their users to define themselves by typing in their interests or following famous people, TikTok watches and learns, tapping into trends and desires their users might not themselves identify.
See, that's where it gets really scary. I've got a friend who's an AI expert. I'll have to ask him about this, because this seems like where we're going with artificial intelligence, and this is only going to get worse as AI gets better at predicting what we want in ways that we don't even know.
Yes.
And so it sounds like the Chinese just did a better job of coming up with the algorithms on this. But even if we ban TikTok, there'll be other domestic ones. They aren't spying on us, but they're, you know, wasting as much of your time.
Right. Yeah. Two different questions, both of which are very, very important. So there's more to this, and I found it fascinating. I hope you will, too. TikTok fans say they've been both surprised and unsettled by an algorithm that can read them eerily well, showing them videos they never searched for or even realized they wanted to see. One creator's parody of an algorithmic flowchart narrowed from teenage thirst traps to moms and lumberjacks before reaching, quote, videos only 10 people understand, which is kind of funny. But
what's moms and lumberjacks? What's that mean?
I use your imagination. A few places on the web can match TikTok's constant promise of surprise delight. If a viewer doesn't like what's on, there's always another video one swipe away. From the outside, watching someone use TikTok mostly looks like mindless swiping, but this system of serendipitous reward is the app's backbone, and it turns entertainment into an endless game. And anybody who's ever doom-scrolled through Twitter or Facebook knows exactly how this feels. Every swipe could bring something better, but viewers don't know when they'll get it, so they keep swiping in anticipation of something they might never find. It's satisfying enough to keep people interested, and so unsatisfying that they don't want to stop. Again, and this reminds me of what the Insidious snack food companies have done successfully through science in the lab. They design tastes that are tantalizing then vanish quickly. So you constantly feed your pie hole more and more of it to get that taste. It's satisfying enough to keep people interested, but so unsatisfying that you can't stop. And TikTok tells advertisers that these, quote, continuous cycles of engagement make it more memorable, emotional, and immersive than TV. You scroll and you scroll and you scroll, and you can't stop.
See, I'm almost scared of it. I feel like...
You should be.
That couldn't happen to me, but I suppose that's a ridiculous thing to say. I don't have TikTok. I've never used it. I feel like I shouldn't. The problem is... Well, like you said, this is two stories. One is it's going to be banned in the United States because it's a communist party stealing information and creating profiles and doing all kinds of horrible things.
Now, come on, China!
The other part of it is that the algorithms exist to do this, to predict things you want, you don't even know you want, and keep you engaged forever. Google's only mad that somebody else came up with it first. I guarantee you.
Yeah, and everybody's trying to come up with stuff that's similar, as you pointed
out. But in the near future, YouTube will be like that. All of the search engines, TV, music, everything will be like that. You'll be constantly being bombarded with things that just tickle the biggest needs in your personality in ways you didn't even know. How freaking frightening is that?
Well, the particularly insidious part of this, or Meta has Reels, YouTube has Shorts, is that you can, you know, you can't play me a 12 to 30 second song and I'll be, wow, that was great. I want to hear the next 12 to 30 second song.
Yeah!
Well, right, exactly. But videos of humor or pratfalls or information or whatever, yeah, you could do something that's 10 to 45 seconds. Absolutely. You can reel those off, no pun intended, one after the other after the other.
80 minutes a day for the average person on TikTok?
And one teen out of six says they watch it almost constantly.
Wow. Geez, that hurts my heart. The opportunity cost there.
Oh yeah.
Of all the other things you could be doing, is anybody going to learn to play a musical instrument, or paint a painting,
or fall in love? For God's sake,
jeez, fall in love and have babies. That's already off the list. We already know that's no longer happening.
Yeah, never mind. Sorry, I might as well be talking about taking a Sunday drive in the Model A.
God damn, boy.
God dang it.
Yeah.
When I force my kids, and I don't do it enough, that's part of the whole, man, talk about a single parent trap, is just TV is so easy when you're trying to keep up. But whenever I force my kids to turn off the TV and put down screens and everything like that, it's amazing how quickly they get engaged in something that I feel is way more productive. Drawing or building or joking around, or Henry's trying to learn how to twirl a baton in the backyard or whatever.
Nice.
Yeah, the things that you will come up with, because you're going to occupy your time with something. You're not just going to sit there and stare at the wall, but it forces you to do other things. But man, if you're watching TikTok more or less constantly, you're not doing anything else.
Yeah. Well, and just one more note on the China thing. Occasionally one of us will ask, or a listener will ask, well, what is China getting that we should care about? You know, because everybody has your information, blah, blah, blah. You know, one of our listeners, I'm pretty sure it was one of our listeners, wrote in an email, fellas, if you accept the fact that in the modern world, information is power, well, don't limit your analysis to your own imagination, you know, the powers of your own imagination. If the communist Chinese know everything about everybody, let's start with blackmail, go to emptying your bank accounts, you know, disrupting this, messing with that. Just don't trust us when we say they'll find a way, because they're really good at it, to use that information.
Text us if you're using TikTok quite a bit, and please be honest about this. I'm not going to make fun of you or anything like that. I just want to know, do we have people listening that use TikTok an hour and a half a day or more? Text line is 415-295-KFTC, 415-295-KFTC. We will finish strong.